Good evening and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Our second broadcast on the DBS radio network and our kabillionth broadcast in general since 2002. Life-changing talk radio is what we focus on because what you focus on expands. And today we're doing something a little different, but definitely uplifting. We have, actually a couple days ago on the show, we had a new guest on, Lynn Moss out of Seattle, an intuitive and contactee, and she was telling us her amazing story about being a contactee, and we covered quite a lot of ground. That show is going to be posted on our website, newsforthesoul.com, in a couple of days. We're just finishing moving our office, so normally the shows go up right away. All the shows, all the time, are all free there at newsforthesoul.com. But tonight we've brought Lynn back because of the other part of what she does. She's contacting intuitive. So we're doing actual live readings on the air. It's not something I get a chance to do on News for the Soul terribly often, so this is it. We've just sent out an email to our listenership, and we're going to open the lines. But first, let's bring on Lynn and talk about what we're going to do. Welcome to News for the Soul again, Lynn Moss.
Well, hi, Nicole, and how are you tonight?
I am well.
Yes?
I've moved. I'm discombobulated.
Moving is good. It shifts the energy.
Does it make you?
Yes. Yes.
Good thing. It's just
it is.
Tiring.
It is.
Strange. Everything's like different. And
right, right. And it's metaphorical as well as physical, you know.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
So we had a good time on the air the other day, Lynn.
Oh, we did. We had a fine time. And there's always so much more, you know, to share with our listeners on the realms of the spirit and this great new fascinating realm of ufology.
Well, I very much loved how we could cover, you know, reptilians and giant, you know, spraying mess of skies and still stay positive and with an empowered focus. So I really appreciated that about our story because, you know, I mean, the whole sort of fear-mongering energy for me is counterproductive to the whole point.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we must consider it as a tool for healing and for growth. And it's part of the package, you know. It comes with being on planet Earth. But it is only one stop along the train. We don't have to get off at that stop.
Thank goodness.
Right. Yes.
Okay, then. Yeah, so let's talk about the other part today, because we didn't really get to talk about, you know, the intuitive end. What
Absolutely.
Can you say you're an intuitive?
Mm-hmm. I call myself a clairvoyant, and clairvoyant, for those who speak French, is one who clearly sees. And this developed, as we were talking last time, through the energy implant that was placed in me by the ETs, and it's given me the ability to tune in to people's souls and to look at their innermost thoughts, desires, passions, wishes, past life, present life, future lives, and see what is the best for them. Now, the difference between a psychic and a clairvoyant, and you and I were talking about this, Nicole, is that a psychic and a clairvoyant get the same information. However, a clairvoyant is a little more refined, and a piece of information may come through, which is really for the clairvoyant's total picture of the person, and not necessarily for the person themselves to know, that it might not benefit the person to know this particular piece of information. A psychic, on the other hand, will just deliver the information without that extra little bit of discernment. Now, people may say, well, that's just a matter of terminology, but this is how I learned it. So when people are calling in tonight, I may see something that will help me to understand their situation, which might not be the best for them to know, but I can tell them that. Now, in addition to being clairvoyant, I'm also clairaudient, which means that I can hear on the spiritual level, and I'm also clairsentient, which means that I feel things as well. So those are the three areas that I've been gifted with since I began this work back in 1981.
So how did you begin the work? Like, is it something that you just always did, or did you actually learn how to do it?
This is a great question. I was taught by the extraterrestrials. I started out learning from a human, a transcendental meditation teacher. And I began with the transcendental meditating too fast, and that opened up the forebrain. And then I got deeper into my own kind of meditation, which was brought forward by the extraterrestrials and the energy implant. And the training was very, very rigorous. I had to lay prone, and I had to be practically absorbed in this meditation just about, I would say, most of the day. And I would get directives which would say to recite different prayers, for instance, certain biblical prayers, and I had to recite them as many times as the ETs felt it was necessary for me to purify my DNA and raise my cell consciousness. Hello?
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 Hi.
Oh,
hi.
I think someone, is this a caller?
Yeah, it is. I am. I just got an email saying you were having free readings on the air tonight.
Yes, we are. Stand by. I guess they just kind of beeped in. I thought it was like the ETs coming in.
Yes, I am talking to you from that distant planet of California.
Well, who are we talking to?
My name's Diane.
Hello,
is
Nicole.
This Nicole?
I am Nicole, and we're talking to Lynn Moss right now, actually.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this. Hi, Lynn.
Oh, well, how are you, Diane?
Well, very well, thank you. And a special hello to Nicole.
Aww.
I hope you had a very happy birthday this year.
Oh, this Diane from
Uh-huh. So, Lynn, this is fascinating. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, this is fantastic. And do you have a particular question or a situation or something in general? Would you
well,
like
actually,
to
yes. Yes, my question
yes.
has to do with this career shift that seems to be happening for me, and I was wondering if you saw anything around that.
All right. Well, let's go into prayer. This is the way I will do it. We'll
Thank you.
Go into, yes, we'll go into prayer. I will set the personality of Lynn aside, and we'll receive information from the source and just speak. So
Thank
we'll
you.
Say, oh, absolutely. You're entirely welcome, and good for you to call in. So, Universal Consciousness, we thank you so very much for this opportunity to work with Diane.
Thank
and
you.
We ask at this time that you bring forward for her anything that is relevant to her present needs, her present desires, and her present goals. And we say this in love and thank you. Now, let me tell you that what may come in may not be exactly what your intention was, you know, when you called the show.
Of
so
course.
I'll just start and then, you know, feel free to interrupt. The first thing that I see for you is a triangle above your head. Are you familiar with the chakras, Diane?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Now, at the top of the triangle is a little pink ball, a little pink bean, and you know that pink is the color.
I'm sorry, I had trouble hearing that. A little pink?
Yes, a little pink bean or a little pink ball.
Bean.
And pink, as you know, is the color of love.
Yes.
Am I coming through okay?
Yes, I'm just having a little bit of trouble with the connection, but I now heard a pink ball or a pink bean.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Are we okay, Nicole, connection-wise?
No, I'm okay now.
Go for it.
What's that?
I think we're doing good.
Okay, great. So, Diane, we'll just go over it again, that there is a triangle above your head with a little pink beam on the top, and that is the color of love.
Yes.
Now, going down into your heart chakra, there is the color of yellow, and yellow is the color of sustainment. So this may address what your question is that whatever it is that is going on with you, you will be sustained from the situation right on through to a clearing, a healing, a positive note. Now, do you want to go ahead and ask a, you know, a very particular question about this?
I didn't understand the word that you used in relation to yellow. Did you say disdained?
Sustainment, absolutely. That's right, yes.
Okay, and so that, could you explain what you mean by that word in relation to the heart?
Right. So sustainment means that if you're starting at a certain point, we'll call that point A, whatever it is, that's going on, you will be helped, guided.
Oh, sustained.
Yes.
Oh, sustained. It is, there is like a little bit of a connection thing. So I heard a completely different word. Thank you.
What did
sustained.
You hear?
Way different.
What did you hear?
You don't want to know.
Oh. All right. Well,
a disdainment. Disdain.
Yes.
I was like, what?
Yes.
Oh, sustained throughout what I am going through. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I think what's... what's specific into what I'd like to know is there is a new chapter opening, a new opportunities are coming in, new directions are coming in, and yet the old is very attractive and a lot of fun and wonderful, and so I'm just kind of wondering what's being asked or what's being said or, you know, just what it's, what it looks like to you.
Right. Okay. Well, what I see is that there is energy behind you that is pushing you forward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a sense of this?
Yes.
Do you have a sense that, you know, when you check your footing, and I'm speaking metaphorically as well, right, that there's kind of, okay, a little bit to the left and okay, a little bit to the right, and what you're needing is to really ground and center, and in the grounding and the centering, you will be thrust forward into your, like you say, into your new chapter, your new experience.
Well, I must say that you are an excellent psychic, because everyone tells me I have to do grounding and centering. I just wanted to confirm, you're amazing.
Oh, well,
it seems to be the consensus. So you're right. It's grounding and centering.
Right.
You know, something so much more simplistic than anything, and it's so important. It's funny
we
resist things that we know are right.
Will you repeat that, Diane?
It's funny how we resist things that we know are right.
Yes. Oh, yes, indeed. And this is part, you know, of our planetary experience.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, now let me see. Now I'm getting something else. On the left side of your body, around your shoulder, if you want to right now, as we're talking, thrust your left arm forward and then bring it back again. So one of the issues that I see is mobility. Would you say that feels right to you, of how you can be more mobile in your life? And, you know, this covers all different levels and your different senses, as it were. It's a physical thing. It's a metaphorical thing. And how are you feeling about this?
Well, I have a lot of responsibilities. A lot of people depend on me, and so I have been making shifts so that I can be more mobile. So you're right.
Right.
As well as just physically getting the physical, you know, more streamlined. You're right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. exactly, yes. And I see a scale. You know,
pardon me?
I see a scale.
Uh-huh.
Like when you, right, when you think of like an old-fashioned scale and it's kind of going back and forth. Now, what just came in for you is the number 8. And
yes.
8, right, that's a good number for you?
That's my number.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Right. And as you know, it is the number of balance. So it's like, you know, the information is coming in different ways for you. You know, first they said grounding and centering. Now
mm-hmm.
they're coming in with a little numerology, you know.
Right.
Which is, right, exactly. Right. So, you know, big time, they're saying ground, center, balance, mobility, you know, move forward. But you have a clear sense of this.
Yes.
Right. And not to worry, because you will be sustained. And that's the good news. And all of it's good news anyway.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This was a lovely, lovely gift. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you both.
You're very welcome.
Here I am. And do you have any other questions, or does that do it for you today?
I think I do have one more question.
Sure.
I'd like to ask you about my community.
Okay.
And what you see as kind of the, there's something very special going on here in this community, and
yes.
something like a movement, we'll say,
mm-hmm.
or a vision.
Yes.
And I'd like to know if you can tap into that, or if you see anything around that, or what I'm trying
right.
to enact.
Okay. Again, I see pink, the color of love.
Pink is the color of my store.
Ah.
The outside and the inside. So,
excellent.
Good.
Yes, yes. And also with that is Egypt. Egypt came in, too.
Egypt.
Yes. And there's a connection that I see. Now, let me just have a look here. With Lemuria?
Yes, very much with Lemuria. Been talking
yes.
about it today. Been talking, just got some amazing Lemurian seed crystals in, and I've just been
yes.
dialoguing all day with people about them.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I also see a lovely seahorse. And
a lovely what?
A seahorse.
Seahorse.
Yes. And lovely pale blue, it's not exactly glass, but it's like glass, and it's like eggshell blue.
Hmm.
Yes. Does that, you know, resonate for you in any way?
Not at the moment. I'm sure if I
okay.
think about it.
Okay, right. But, you know, the community that you're in, it is bathed in pink. It is bathed
yes.
in it. Right.
In fact,
exactly.
here we have something called the pink moment at sunset, where because of the way the mountains are arranged, the sky turns
yes.
pink.
Yes, yes. And blue is also a part of this, too, because blue is the color of spiritual power
mm-hmm.
and spiritual quickening. And if you have a store, you know, which is part of this lovely community, then what I'm seeing is that your store is releasing this forward energy. As you're dealing with it personally, you're also dealing with it on a business level.
Yes.
Is it, yes, right. And trust, you know, trust you're going down the right track, and just keep moving down that path that you are.
Mm-hmm.
That you, yes, you will be guided, and, you know, just listen. And I know that you do. I know that you do this within yourself. You have an inner listening ear.
Yes.
And now I do see with your left hand that you're putting that up in a way to stop something.
Yeah.
It's almost, is that so, Diane?
Stopping, there's a lot coming at once.
Yes.
And there's a lot of that pushing from behind to do
yes.
something completely different.
Uh-huh, right, right.
You know, something on a personal level for me,
yes.
you know, me, or me stepping forward as a voice, singular voice, as opposed to me in this community and facilitating the community, which has been amazing. Now it's like, no, step forward.
Yes,
step forward
exactly.
now. And it's like,
and
well, how can I do both?
Oh, but yes. Well, you see, this is where the number eight is coming in.
Uh-huh.
And this is where your balance, you know, is going to be achieved. And it doesn't have to be one or the other. You know, the community has been a cushion for you, and the cushion can still be there, you know, as you step forward and begin to refine, shall we say, some of the energies that are personal to you that you need to be working on separately from the community.
Mm.
Does that resonate with you?
Yes, I mean, this year has been so transformational, it's crazy how fast it's going.
Oh, I know. And
yeah,
you know,
so it's just kind of, you know, just staying with it and holding space, but also, you know, dropping away personality and allowing more soul, you know, and just that transition, and then, I don't know, it's just fast, very fast.
Yes, and it will get faster, you know, because we're moving toward 2012, which is the end of the Mayan calendar, as you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be a huge, huge shift.
Right.
So it's very, and it's very appropriate that you're stepping out from the community and doing your own investigation work, in a sense, because this is what we're all being required to do now as we accelerate toward the year 2012. It's an assignment, really, that we all have. We all have to make this huge push toward the end of the Mayan calendar to really get with our work, and so that our planet will be ready to move on, you know, to the next level for itself. So
I absolutely agree with you.
Yes.
The speed, though, that I see, there's a lot of healers in this community. There's a lot of psychics in this community. There's a lot of people who work on spirit paths. And this is a particular community that's very spiritually based. And it's a vortex. So it's going very fast. And people are coming in all the time saying, I'm seeing the dead for the first time, or this or that, or all these things.
Yes.
Just things that never existed before for them, or things that they remembered from when they were young. But they are now, you know.
Yes.
You know, it's just like the acceleration of everybody is going faster.
What did you say, Nicole?
I was just saying, we're actually getting reports of that from all communities across the board.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent to hear. So it just reminds me of, you know, like in a movie when everything starts heating up, and then people that are doing what you're doing or what I'm doing. It's like we're in the position of leading in some way, but yet we're just trying to paddle to keep up just as fast, you know, in our own personal lives. So there's the personal versus the collective responsibility.
Thank you for saying that. You know, just hats off to you for saying that, because we're all in this boat together, aren't we? And exactly. And we have these huge assignments, which we're feeling, you know, like you're doing to complete, and yet, you know, we're being tugged at, which is what you were
with our personal dramas, responsibilities, ego selves, personalities, whatever it is.
Right, exactly. And there's a technique that we can take whatever these, you know, particular issues are, put them in a balloon, and just see the balloon float away, you know, and let these,
That's a really good one.
Yes. It comes from long ago, probably in California.
Well, actually, I was blowing bubbles today, so I was just acknowledging again your gifts.
Oh, well, that's so beautiful. Might I ask you the name of your community? Does it have an official name?
Ojai. O-J-A-I. It's where Krishnamurti came and settled and formed his foundation, and the Theosophists are here, and Meditation Mount, and it's a small community up in the mountains that is between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara.
And you know what you can expect to see, which will even heighten everything more? You can expect to see ETs and...
Each what?
ETs, extraterrestrials.
Oh, yes. That's part of here.
Yes.
That's part of, I only moved here a little over 3 years ago.
Right.
It's definitely a very deep place, and like you're in Canada, right? Where are you located?
Nicole, where are you?
Oh, I'm in Canada, yeah.
Yeah, see, Canada.
We're on the air in Rhode Island, but Lynn is from Seattle, so we're
kind of... Seattle. See, I have this theory about Seattle. I think everybody in Seattle is in an alpha state, because...
Oh.
The alpha, because the windshield wipers are going at that very slow speed, so it's just like the metronome and hypnosis, because I used to do hypnosis. You know, it's the same thing. You guys are all, hi, let's have some coffee and wake up, you know?
Oh.
That's why all the coffee comes in there, because everybody's in alpha. They're trying to get back to beta state. Anyway, just
that's
a thought
very
when you're easy. Driving in the rain.
Yes, yes, but I just want to say, too, that the flying saucer activity is going to accelerate along with everything else, and I just saw, like, a stream of flying saucers, a team of flying saucers, you know.
I've already seen them here. The Native Americans here used to talk about the star people, and then something or other happened where the military took over this area and kicked them out. But I've actually seen, and there's other locals who have seen them for years.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It also feels that there's communication taking place with absolutely no saucer activity, no anything, just interdimensional communication that's very benign, very, very blessed, very much wanting us all to evolve strongly, clearly, without struggle.
Right, exactly. And this is, you know, the increasing of our DNA, that our DNA is being worked with, like you're saying, you know, on different levels with different energies that are either coming in externally or that, you know, our bodies are just sensing the acceleration and beginning to adapt. Yes.
Yeah, and people, pardon me?
You know, I was saying to Lynn on the last show that we did that normally, this kind of conversation is so outside the journalist's comfort zone, but it's happening so widely, and it's being reported by so many people, and having had my own experience when I went to Peru now, you know, it's just opened so many people up to exploring this and asking questions and not coming from their conditioning around this stuff that something seems to be happening in mass scale.
Yes, yes.
And you're saying it's all part of this transition that's happening on the planet, this kind of awakening.
Well, I have a theory that it's about one world. It's helping us to get to, we can't be separate anymore. And
that's
so that whole we versus them, very male, you know, I'm better than you, I've got a bigger car, I've got a better shirt, I've got whatever it is, the male psyche versus the female side of the psyche, which is let's all sew together, let's have a community, let's take care of the children, let's grow something.
Right.
You know, it's just like we have the matriarchy, then the patriarchy, and now we kind of need help with this balancing act, going back to your figure eight.
Yes,
you know, that number eight.
Yes,
it's just trying to take the male and the female even in all of us. And
get
rid of the traditional conditioning of we women as second, or even we women as anything other than divinity, just like we can see male divinity. We don't see a lot of female divinity being portrayed within our society. You know, women are old when they're ugly when they're old, and we should inject ourselves and cut ourselves and do all kinds of things so that we won't be old. But an older man is dashing and respectable. But if you look at it, you know, Merlin with his cone of power hat, you know, has all this respect. But the woman with the cone of power hat is relegated to the Halloween witch. So since we women are more than 50% of the population, we're the ones buying this.
Well, that would be another thing. So we're the ones that get to change it just by
shifting our perception.
That's true. But don't forget, Diane, if you want to do some ancient reading about this, to go back to the time of the Oracle of Delphi.
Oh, yes. I'd love to. Let's go.
Yes. Exactly. And the Sibyls, which came along a little bit later, you know, that Michelangelo painted in the Sistine Chapel.
So yes. But you got to understand, in the Inquisition, 1 million healers, psychics, witches, midwives, whatever they were all accused of being devil and killed because they were the woman mysteries, they were the feminine, the psychic, the healers, the ones that were the gentle arts. It was much more, look at your history books, they're full of war. They're not full of, well, this is when the cotton ginny came along, and this is when we did the printing press. We learn about this guy won over this guy in that battle, and this is how many people died.
Mm-hmm. But this is what, this is what each of us are doing now.
We're all waking it up on the feminine side. That's what your beautiful work and Nicole's beautiful work is. Is about bringing that feminine, bringing that new identity of, do you know, I have an email here. There was a Yahoo report. This is mind-boggling. It was all talking about what people believe. I can't remember what to call it. It was a survey on what people believed. More people believe in Bigfoot than believe in psychics. More people believe in haunted houses than believe in psychics. More people believe in, I mean, it was just all these ridiculous, Atlantis. 44% of people believed in Atlantis. 12% of women and 8% of men believed in psychics. Now, how is that? How interesting is that? That people are more willing to believe in a civilization they can't see than somebody that they could go visit and see for themselves.
I don't know if Diane can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I was just saying, you know, with surveys, you really got it. It's all perspectives from whoever is looking at it. I don't really.
It's true, myself, but then again,
We're at 40 minutes in, and we've actually got to get back to.
Okay. Well, thank you. This was really an incredible experience. Thank you both.
It's been wonderful, and I want to thank you for calling in. But we.
Is there an email that I can send an email to you at?
Sorry.
Forward an email to you, Nicole, at what? News for the Soul? Nicole at News for the Soul, or?
Oh, sure, yeah, and news@newsforthesoul.com.
News at News for the Soul. Thank you.
And thanks for calling.
Bless you, Diane. Keep
bless
your
you
good
both.
Work.
Continue to do the good work you're doing.
And you too.
Okay, good night.
Thank you for calling. Good night.
I just looked down at the clock lid, and I thought, my God, we've just 40 minutes.
Are you serious? Did we really?
It goes so fast.
Talk about acceleration.
I know.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
That all the time now, isn't it? It's just crazy. But it's good.
Oh, well, you know, we'll just have to have more of these shows.
There you go.
There are.
I just wanted to give someone else a chance to call in before the top of the hour, or else I'm going to get all these emails from angry people.
No. Wait, anger is not what we're about.
No.
We're about love.
That's right. Well, you know, while we're waiting for, actually, I guess I should give out the numbers again. Where are they here? While we're doing that, I just wanted to ask a little more sort of about the modalities. It was interesting kind of watching you go, you know, it's not like you're always reading. You specifically process and do a prayer.
Right, yes. In the beginning of each reading, I do like to say a prayer, and just to sort of make sure that anything that is Lynn-related, you know, is set aside. Right, and then the source comes in and directs, you know, like with you, you know, just being in the moment and being with spirit, and then we know that it's clean. And yes, right. Right, and then we can sail.
Oh, we've got a beep again.
Yes.
I didn't even get a chance to give us a number. Hello, do we have a caller in the line?
Hello?
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 Nicole?
Yes, this is Nicole. Who are you?
Heidi.
Hello, Heidi.
You sound like you're a million miles away.
Well, in a way, I am.
I can just barely hear you.
Do you have a question for Lynn Moss?
I don't know. I had to go on somebody else's computer to get the numbers. I'm just curious what she's going to say.
Okay.
On what she's been talking about, it's very interesting.
All right. Well, Lynn, see if yes? we can tap into Heidi and see what comes up.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show, Heidi.
Hi.
Hi. And do you have a particular question, or are you just calling in general?
Maybe I'll just ask some. Who's connecting to me in the divine?
Okay. So let's go into prayer, and we'll say universal consciousness. Thank you so very much for bringing Heidi to us tonight. And we ask that whatever is relevant to her present needs, desires, and goals be brought forward. And we thank you in love. Now, right away, Heidi, I see your heart chakra, and I see that your heart is expanding. It's like a lotus flower opening and opening and opening. Now, I see it expanding to a certain point and then kind of running into a wall. Do you have a sense of this?
Yeah, in a way.
Okay. And do you have anything going on with your legs?
Yeah, they act up from time to time.
Right. I get that. Now, as with our last caller, I see that one of the things that you're working on is mobility and safety. You know, how to feel safe on the planet. Does this resonate with you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that I see that you can do to feel safer on the planet is to step outside and plant your feet firmly on the ground and separate them so that you get more strength in your feet and a deeper sense of grounding. And as you're planting your feet firmly on the ground, you want to outstretch your arms. Do you know the Leonardo da Vinci picture where he's standing spread eagle and there are circles drawn around him?
I think I have some idea what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. That's what you want to do. You want to stand, you know, spread eagle, your feet on the ground, your arms outstretched, your spine straight, and your head held toward the sky, and take in deep breaths and run these breaths circularly so that they come up from the ground, through your body, out through your mouth, and just keep thinking of a circle or a rubber band as you're running these breaths, and that will expand your feeling of safety. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
right.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. And I also see with you the color of red. Red is a three-part color. It means birth, energy. It also means anger. Are you dealing, would you say, with some anger?
Well, frustration, more like it.
Yes, okay. So you want to transmute this, and so I see the color yellow. And if you were listening to the conversation with the last caller, the color yellow is the color of sustainment. So what you can do, Heidi, is you can eat things that are yellow, wear things that are yellow, put yellow flowers in your house. Does this resonate with you? Do you like the color yellow?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, right. So surround yourself with yellow, and that will also make you feel safer on the planet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you? Yes.
Yeah,
did you have any? What's that?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
Abundance. Can you give me information on that?
On abundance, right.
Yeah.
The word that just booms forward is resistance. Would you say that there's some truth there?
Yeah, in a way.
Yes, yes. Because I see a hand being held up toward abundance, almost as if, you know, to stop the abundance. It's like one hand is stopping the abundance and the other hand wants to bring it in. And I also see with it something around your waist, some kind of constriction around your waist, almost as if the breath isn't going through your entire body. Do you have a sense of this?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So, again, I see the number 8 and balance, and that you're working with balance. I also see the number 6. Do you have any relationship with the number 6?
Well, sometimes I think I see the numbers from time to time. I see a lot of numbers come up. Like, you know, 444, 222, 1111, 1010.
Uh-huh. 11 is great. Yes. 11 is a master number. Now, I feel with your abundance that one of the things that's going on is this constriction. So
mm-hmm.
then it's how to move through the constriction. And one of the things that I see, and you can see if this feels right for you, is to speak more of your truth. Does that feel right for you?
Yeah, I try to speak more of my truth, but sometimes people don't want to hear it.
I know. Do you keep a journal?
I try to write down my thoughts from time to time.
Right. You might want to even, you know, a little tape recorder or a journal. And if you're bumping up against people that don't want to hear your truth, it's important that you express your truth in some way. You know, it could be through art or through writing it down, through any kind of a creative, you know, endeavor that you might take on, arranging flowers. Do you have something creative that you do?
Not lately, but I've been thinking to get back into it.
Right. What did you do in the past that you would say would be creative?
I used to do art, but I kind of put it aside.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I used to do creative art, and I put it on the side.
All right. Nudge yourself to get back into that. And that will help with your abundance because you'll be shifting the energy. You'll be breaking out of a, you know, kind of a place of stagnation, you know, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And anything right that will break up that stagnation, that constriction, you know, will be good. Anything creative. So even if it's something small, you know, and don't pressure on yourself, but, you know, maybe wake up on a morning and think, oh, you know, what could I do creatively with art today, you know, and just sort of invite that to come back into your life, and that will free up constriction, and you'll find that you will be moving more toward abundance.
So anything that's creative, like music or art or...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. Anything that you feel, you know, that you resonate with creatively, even cooking or, you know, it can be something very much that we think of as creative, as music or art, but it doesn't have to be, you know, whatever you feel is right for you creatively.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll get the energy flowing. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Say again?
That'll get the energy flowing.
Exactly. That's exactly what you want to do.
I have to get back into my creative side.
Yes, exactly right. And the sense I have is kind of like little pinpricks. Do you feel like you're walking on pins and needles, that your life is kind of on pins and needles?
It has to do with people.
Right.
You know, you're trying to... say your truth, and they don't want to hear it.
Right. So
it's just folks, they don't believe in it.
Uh-huh. in that regard, what you would want to do would be to invite in new kinds of people into your life, and you can do it, you know, inwardly by asking for guidance as to how to meet new kinds of people. And one way to do that would be to clear out, you know, what we're saying, clear out something that is in a holding place. For instance, if you have a closet, you know, that you've got stuff in that maybe you feel, oh, I don't need this anymore, and you begin to get rid of stuff, that will begin to clear stuff out on the physical, and then that will clear stuff out on other realms, and then the clearing of that stuff, you know, will open up a new space and new people can come in.
So I hope that was helpful for you, Heidi.
Okay.
Get that flow going. Come see something.
Well, the thought of problems is I speak my truth to people and they laugh at me. You know, and that makes me really frustrated. Mm-hmm. That's probably the...
And that's why you want to be creative, you know.
Oh, okay.
You want to turn that energy into something that works for you.
Okay.
You know, right. You want to turn whatever it is that's in a holding place into a positive place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could try running or taking your hands in your house or your apartment and putting them up to your mouth and just booming out, you know, truth inside your house or inside your apartment so you can hear them. You know, just to sort of, like you were saying, get the energy flowing, free up energy, you know.
Okay.
Right, right.
Okay.
And you might go to the library or, if you have a computer, Google books that would be of interest to you that you might get ideas from, perhaps some kind of self-healing book.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
Well, I've been looking at books, you know, looking at quite a few books.
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
I got one here, and I'm just been looking at it.
What is it?
It's talking about healing.
I didn't quite catch it.
I got a book just a little while, just a couple of days ago, about healing and releasing.
Okay.
So I've been looking at that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, surround yourself with yellow, and that will sustain you through, you know, whatever it is that is going on for you. And love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Do something good for yourself every day. You know, whatever that would be, whether it would be walking or you're doing something with animals, something that is definitely for you, where the inner you can say, thank you. Thank you, Heidi. You know.
Okay. So hopefully that's helpful for you, Heidi. We're getting close to the top of the hour, but I want to thank you for calling in.
Okay. The other thing is there still room for the Wanderers? Things that come to Vancouver.
Oh, our Wanderers event. Actually, we're postponing that.
Are you?
For about a month or two. I'll know tomorrow more details on that, but we just realized that we had to postpone that today. So we've just sent out a super quick notice to our email people, but on the web we're going to have an update on the date. So hopefully within a month or two we'll be rescheduled.
Well, thank you, because I was wondering my safety going to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what she brought up there.
Yeah, well, we have, you know, Vancouver is a funny place. It's all sort of last minute, you know, on events, and a little too last minute for me, so we're putting it down a month or so. But keep checking on the web on newsforthesoul.com, and we'll post up the date. But we've got to wrap it up with Lynn here, so thanks a lot for calling, Heidi.
Okay, well, thank you. And thank you for your
listening. Good luck, Heidi. Take
thank
care
you.
Of yourself.
Yes. Is there any way I can email you on your website or anything?
On me directly?
Yep.
Heidi, I don't have a website, but
oh.
But you could call. That would be fine.
Oh, okay.
And my, Yes, my number is 206-257-0451.
Well, the funny thing, I've been looking for a pencil here. Is there any way it'll be on Nicole's website?
It'll be on the official after, and we'll post that up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And we're going to give it out again before the top of the hour, so you have time to go get your pencil.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Take care, Heidi.
You
so,
too,
yeah,
thank you.
I was going to actually announce that, Lynn.
Yes.
Not only do you not have a website, I'm assuming you don't have email, obviously.
No.
And you don't have a computer.
I don't.
You're
you
the
know,
one.
When, right. When I get out of body and into these other realms, machines just don't seem to be part of my life.
it's a blessing and a curse for many. So
yeah.
You're email free.
I am email free.
But having said that, you're able to do readings, I'm guessing, over the phone.
Absolutely. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. We can
have a lot of people all over the, 111 countries tuning in to our archive. So.
Yes.
We've just beeped again. We're just almost at the top of the hour, though, so I'm hoping that we can just close up. And I want to give out your.
Yes.
I'm going to say website, that's funny, your phone number again at the top before we go. But I want to ask a couple key things about, everyone's confirming that they feel things dramatically speeding up. Everyone's confirming that they feel like we're waking up. Everyone's confirming on these shows that we talk about that everything is escalating towards a specific period.
Hi, Nicole.
Stand by. We're actually not taking any more callers this hour.
Okay.
We're 2 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm so sorry about that. We're just wrapping up, but thanks for trying.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Funny how we just get beeped right in. We're all having this sense that we're ramping up towards something, maybe a specific point in on the calendar. And what do you think it is? What's your sense as an intuitive and as a human, what do you think we're coming to?
Right. Good questions and important questions. I think that we are wrapping up our, I wish I could say this in a nicer way, a cleaner way, but we're basically wrapping up our debris. It's kind of like all the stuff is being, dumped out for us to have a look at and deal with it and clean it up and move on. That's, on one level. Now, on the spiritual level, the work that we've just been doing with our callers on the psychic level, we have an assignment. And we have to, be on target with our assignment. And if we're not, then those of us who aren't willing, to get on board are really going to be moved aside. And those of us who understand the intensity of what's happening now with just everything that is out of control and overwhelming, with the agribusiness and the food engineering and the war and the crime and everything. People who understand that and are making contributions with that, we're just all going to be moving forward, and we have to. And that's why things are in the condition that they're in, Nicole, because it's like now or never. We've got to get it now so that we can move on. Does that answer to some extent?
I think so. Do you have a sense that anything that is, we're just 1 minute to the top, so I'll just make this one quick, but just so that we're closing sort of with some closure on it, kind of where we started at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
That things that are no longer, I don't want to say good energy, because then that takes it back to white hat, black hat judgment, but anything that's no longer sort of lower resonance is just getting cleared out.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So, Lynn Moss, interested in contacting. Let's give out your phone number one more time.
Yes, 206-257-0451. And remember, it's all about love. Even the stuff that doesn't look like love is still all about love.
Happy.
Yes. I know. And we just have to hold to the love. And
Well, perfect note to end on.
All right.
Thanks so much for being here, Lynn.
Thank you, Nicole, very much for our second and wonderful show.
I love spending time with you on the air. You're a lot of fun. So
Let's
do it again.
Yes.
Still listening if you missed any of the show, newsforthesoul.com. Where you go to hear all our shows all the time, all free. There's years and years of shows in our archive, so check it out. And we'll be back next week. And who knows, maybe we'll do the open line thing again. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. Thank you.